to Life with Brittany, a Peculiar Podcast, and I am coming to you from my home, and I've been in this home for about 2 weeks now, and I'm about to lose it. I don't know about anybody else, but I think everybody's doing this quarantine life thing, and it's definitely new, it's definitely different, not something that I look forward to doing much longer than what we have to, which will hopefully be soon, because I'm like, I don't even go out that much when we don't have a quarantine, but now that I'm unable to do anything but be in my house, I am ready to go to whatever, wherever I can go. You got an open mic night? Sure. You got a food truck event? I'm there. Concert? How much? Like, I'm too ready to go. But no, while we are dealing with these things, it's very serious, you know, not trying to make light of what is going on, but do try to have a positive attitude about everything. Otherwise, you will go in a rabbit hole down a downward spiral that is not pleasant. So, to avoid all those things, maybe not avoid, because sometimes you do have to work that process, but to hopefully not stay in that moment, I try to, with the help of other people around me, look at the positive things that are happening as well. So today, I'm going to talk about, I made some pointers about how I feel about the quarantine and things that are going on around us and just my thought process, and I just wanted to share that with you all. So first and foremost, first thing I wrote down is, like, because I like to do a little brainstorm before I do a podcast, the first thing I wrote down was the stress of uncertainty. And I know a little while ago I wrote a blog about, you can check on my blog too, but anyway, on a blog I wrote a little while ago, it was like the uncertainty of life, or the unknown, the beauty in the unknown, I think is what it was called. But anyway, it is uncertain moments right now. I mean, thankfully, you know, I'm certain of my paycheck right now because I'm teaching online, so that's great. Don't have to worry about the finances, but still uncertainty about food and water and other things around us. This virus that's going on, you know, if somebody coughs the wrong way, you look real like, wait a minute, what you got? That person can just have allergies, but it's just, you're uncertain. You don't know when this moment in time will stop and we can go back to what our normal was instead of this new normal. It's just this uncertain time, and I think humans, we like to know things, especially when it comes to a disease. If you've ever been sick or had somebody that's been sick, you want to know how it happens, how to avoid it, what to do when you have it, all these things like that. And it does promote fear. Fear, you can definitely see that going around. You can go to the grocery store and see that people were panicking and fearless. Why there's no toilet tissue left. There's that. But in the midst of being uncertain and stressing about those that are stressing about finances, or those that are worried about the state of the world and worried about all these big things, it's like, okay, but what can you control, right? I have to bring it down in that perspective. Otherwise, I will have a breakdown. I think anybody will, because you're trying to tackle all these things that you aren't able to do so. So instead of the stress of uncertain and focusing on all the things we're uncertain about, finding the beauty in the uncertain moments. One is, for me anyway, I was talking to God one day and I was like, man, like, this is just me driving to work. I was like, I really haven't had time to pray or scratch that. I haven't made the time to pray or read my Bible. I do as much as I can, or much as I, you know, when I think about it and getting ready for my Bible study group, I make sure that I do certain things to prepare. But I used to pray, you know, wake up in the morning and do that throughout the day, and then at night and have my Bible study and all the other stuff. But life kind of got in the way of the life that I prayed for, ironically. So during this time, it's definitely made me like, oh, okay, well, look, you don't have to go nowhere. So I wake up in the morning, I pray, and then start my day. And before I go to bed, I do the same thing. It's just made me be more conscious of what I need to do, what's the priority in life. So that's the beauty in that, being able to get back on my prayer life. Prayer changes a lot of things, and sometimes we think it's supposed to change things around you, but a lot of the times it changes what's inside of you, and I think people forget that. So seeing the beauty in that. Also, outside of you know, being able to teach from home, which is a blessing, I'm able to do some other things that I may not have the time to do because I'm always here and there and setting up meetings or doing other stuff. I'm able to work on this podcast. I'm able to start writing again. I'm able to just kind of take a moment and breathe. I don't know about you all, but I was in hustle mode, and that thing can wear you out. And sometimes I think God is like, hey, you know, you prayed for a moment of peace and a moment of having a breather, and I feel like that's what I was granted. And you can take that any kind of way, and you can say God's doing all these other things. Okay, but that's just what I see for myself. Even for some of my family members, I know they were working and were just burned out, and now they're able to relax. And just globally, I think it's just showing us the priorities in life. And that's a big deal. I think we get caught up in life itself that we don't see the beauty of just spending time watching TV with your family or going outside. I've seen so many people go outside, me included, and just being out and enjoying the nature. We forget so much about that. We're always in the gym, or we're always, you know, doing something else in order to get exercise. But just going outside and walking and breathing in the fresh air and just being outside. And I think we forgot that. And even just understanding how to be social and the beauty in being social. Like I said, I don't go out as, you know, a whole lot. But now I'm so ready to be social. I'm ready to see like other people, not just friends, just people, just meeting new people and doing different things. And now, instead of being like, oh, you know, maybe not, now I'm so ready to be like, okay, whatever, you know, I can do, I want to get into, just to create those new experiences. So it's definitely changing my mindset, making me focus on different things, refocus on a lot that I think I was losing sight of. And I think as a world, even as a nation, for us, for the United States, just regaining that empathy for others. I think a lot of us were just, you know, just seeing everyday things. And, you know, after a while, you look at the news like, oh, same thing. Somebody else died. Somebody else's house burned down. Somebody else or whatever. Oh, that's sad. And we keep moving. But now I think we're really able to resonate with each other because we're all going through, even though it's differently, we're all going through the same thing. And so having that compassion back and that that empathy to each other, I think is back too. So just trying to look again at the beauty of the uncertain and not necessarily just the stresses of it and the worries and the fears, because my boyfriend told me something very simple, but it's always stayed with me. Like, you need to stay positive and look at the bright side of things. And, you know, it's not being naive, you know, of course, you know, being concerned and about certain things, we get that, but not necessarily focusing on the negative side, because if you do, what's the alternative? If you focus on negative, you're just going to keep going down. But if you focus on the positive, you know, that can help not just you, but others around you. So if you don't want to be positive, what's the alternative? Negativity? That is not going to lead you anywhere, right? So just something to ponder. Another thing that I wrote down was God's thoughts and his purpose about this, especially the time we're in now. Like, what is his purpose? And that, I think, is above my pay grade on some levels. I've listened to different pastors, and sometimes it's like, it's great to listen to different people. You know, I have no problem listening to different pastors, getting different pointers on things, different perspectives. I definitely think you can't listen to everybody, you know, you gotta make sure you know for yourself. But some stuff I'm just like, I don't know, I need to seek God for myself about and kind of understand, you know, maybe what his purpose is. And sometimes you're not going to know, just like Job. If you know me, Job is one of my favorite characters in the Bible, if not my favorite. And he had no clue up until the end why God put him through so much stuff. And sometimes we'll never know. So I don't want to spend, you know, too much time on our brain power and trying to figure it out, because I don't think I'll ever will. But some things that I've gained, I think, you know, God is showing that life is so unpredictable. We think we're doing one thing and something else comes and happens, and we have to learn how to be flexible, how to adjust, and what are you going to do when life does not go the way you plan, which as you get older, I think you learn and see more and more. Also that, you know, you never know when something bad will happen. You never know when your time will be up. So you need to make sure that you are living right. That's not being fearful. That's just being mindful. You never know when Jesus will come back. The time is near, and you don't know what near is. That could be tomorrow, 2 weeks from now, 5 years, who knows? But not necessarily having fear in that, which sometimes I am, not necessarily fearful of that, but just not sure if I'm doing the right thing or doing whatever. But that's when you seek him, you seek his word, and get around good people. And, you know, not living right because of, you know, thinking, well, let me make sure, you know, that I don't miss out or, you know, whatever. No, you just need to live right just to live right. I mean, you know, your life can be a testament to other people and to help and save other people too. So you just want to make sure that you are always mindful of that, not just when things are going wrong or when there's dilemmas all around or, you know, drastic things happening. It's not to make, you know, make you fearful. It's to prepare you and to, you know, make sure you're doing right. And then the last one I wrote down is just taking time to pause and to value life and its people. I'm so grateful for literally every single day. Every day I wake up, I'm surprised I get a new day. Like, that's really how I feel, because, you know, we can go at any minute. I don't know if people think that way, but I do. And I'm very grateful every time I wake up and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm happy. And I used to complain about, dang, I don't want to go to work today. Now I can't literally go. I have to go up to my loft and work. And so when I am going to be able to go back to work, I don't see myself complaining about it anymore, because it's changed my perspective. Like I said, God is, he's interesting. He's a interesting being who allows us to go through things, like I said, not just for the tangible things to happen for us, but like monetary or jobs or different things like that, or friendships, but for our perspective to be changed. And there's reasons for that. So that's my thoughts on that. My final thoughts on quarantine life would be just to refocus this time. What have you been focusing on that really hasn't brought anything fruitful to you? Making sure that you refocus and do things that you feel you're called to do, that you need to do, instead of putting things off. Being productive in this time, making sure that you don't waste it. I mean, there's nothing wrong. I know I watched Golden Girls for 3 hours today because I just needed that mental break, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, there's a time to relax and there's a time to get some work done, and making sure that you're productive in this time, because guess what? When we go back to work, you go back full time. You're not going to have the time, you know, to do that, and you're going to wish you did something. So making the most of that. Don't worry. I mean, I know it's easier said than done, and people are dying from the virus all around, and it's very uncertain, but worrying, again, is not going to help anything. Doing what you're supposed to do, wash your hands, please don't cough in nobody's face, don't be around people that are sick, and just stay away from certain areas that you know could be prone to that, and just do the best that you can. It's just nothing to worry about. Making sure that you don't go to the grocery store and stockpile, because that helps nobody. That stuff gonna spoil. People buying like 10 loaves of bread. Bread don't last that long. Like, y'all not gonna put all that in the freezer? So just be mindful of that, and making sure that you don't worry is first and foremost. And do the best that you can do. Some days are gonna be harder than others. Some days you're gonna go stir crazy. You're tired looking at your kids, your spouse, anybody, boyfriend, girlfriends, family members. You're just ready to be by yourself. So see what you can do. Take those moments. Even that's just going for a drive in the car or just sitting in the closet watching a movie. Honestly, I mean, just anything to let you have your space, but being grateful that you have those times with those people. So last thing to leave you with, to stay positive, keep pushing, and do the best that you can do.